Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
how can I stop from getting so dry on my vagina, like in between the lips? I get very dry to the point that it can hurt. What do I do?
It's difficult to know exactly which part you're talking about because women and men use such a variety of words when it comes to talking about women's genitals. The vagina is technically the term for the birth canal, or the inside part where a penis or fingers may be inserted, or where a woman inserts a tampon. The word vulva, on the other hand, refers to the external genitals of women and includes parts such as the labia majora and labia minora, also called the outer vaginal lips and inner vaginal lips, as well as the clitoris, clitoral hood, and opening to the vagina. Women's labia, also called the lips, sometimes become dry because of certain skin conditions or hormonal conditions that a woman may have, or else they may become dry if her skin is very sensitive to laundry soaps, bath soaps, or other products she may be using on her genitals. Still, other women may find that their labia rub up against each other when they walk, and that may cause chafing or discomfort. Consider checking in with a healthcare provider who can take a look at your genitals and give you some feedback about what may be causing your feelings of genital dryness and discomfort. Even though women often think about seeing a gynecologist for everything related to their genitals, sometimes dermatologists are particularly good choices too for genital skin issues because they specialize in the health and medical conditions related to skin, including genital skin. You can learn more about the vulva and vagina and related health and comfort issues by reading the V-Book, A Doctor's Guide to Complete Vulvovaginal Health by Dr. Elizabeth Stewart. Another book that includes a good deal of information related to women's genital health is Our Bodies Ourselves by the Boston Women's Health Book Collective, and which is available in both English and Spanish. You can find information about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.